You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. I need more balance in my life, but I don't know how to get it. Let's get into it.
On the Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Let's do this.
Also joined by the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
Time to rock.
We are answering a question that came into the BridgeLoud at gmail.com, where you are welcome to write in your own questions. This week's question says, I need more balance in my life, but I don't know how to get it. And Glenn, even though I'm sure you're going to struggle to relate to such a problem, I'd love for you to start us off.
Yeah, balance is not my strong suit, so I'm going to start with a note of humility here that I struggle right along with you on all of this. But I think we want to start off saying we're proud of you just for wanting balance, just to have that on your agenda of something you're looking for. That's actually a huge sign of progress and something we want to celebrate and we want to build on. The truth is, we live in a culture where they're always pushing you to success happens on the other end of an extreme effort. Like you got to really push yourself and go nuts and push it to the limit, man. And it actually doesn't. Life doesn't really work that way. That's just kind of hype. So we want to kind of get into more practical, real world ways to get where you're going.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And Jed, I think that's a great note to pick up on there about the concept of balance and the celebration of realizing that maybe balance is something we need because what we're doing isn't working.
No question about it, man. It, just like Glenn said, you know, our culture says if you want to succeed, you've got to do the extreme version. Otherwise, why even bother? And given that, I think it can end up feeling like balance is something that's kind of foreign and confusing and maybe we're not sure about. And at its worst, maybe it's the thing that losers do. Like people who win and succeed, you know, they take it to the limit and everybody else, you know, just can't rock hard enough. So one of the things that I think is kind of built into your question that we want to salute, we want to tell you how proud we are of you, is the idea of taking everything to the extreme is not working for me. Whether it works for other people or not, it isn't working for me. It takes a lot of humility to admit that. And humility is another thing that's super rare. And we're really proud of you for it. And the good news is there are all kinds of amazing things in a better life that wait on the other side of finding some humility and saying what I'm doing isn't working and I need to figure out how to get more balance, even if I don't immediately know what that would look like, even if I don't immediately know how that would work. There's good stuff that comes from making both of those decisions, and we're really proud of you on them. The question that we need to land on, of course, is, all that said, how do we get more balance? Like we can't just go to the balance section of Target and stock up. There's more to it than that. And because it's a rare thing, it can be fairly hard to find people who know about it. But fortunately, we can get into it. We can sort it out together.
Absolutely right. I went into the Boost section of Target hoping that would help me with this, but it turns out that's just some kind of terrible, terrible breakfast drink, which didn't help at all. So we're going to have to look in some other ways. These guys went out. The good news is we can do that, and we'll look at that when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
To smarter than to come to you who understands me, loves me as I am and wants me. Come to you who understands me in my troubles, fix my anthem. Come to you who understands me, loves me as I am.
Loud.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. Once again, I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Is there really anything such as a really good breakfast drink? I mean, aren't they all a little hideous?
One would certainly assume. Hot breakfast takes right out of the gate. And we're also joined by the producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
Mountain Dew is not technically a breakfast drink, but no one can stop you from drinking it for breakfast.
I think "no one can stop you" is the official slogan of Mountain Dew at this point. Well, that ties very well into our question, actually, that came into thebridgeloud at gmail.com. This week's question says, I need more balance in my life, but I don't know how to get it. And Glenn, we closed out that last segment looking at the idea of, you know, we want to celebrate that looking for balance is a really good thing. You know, there is the option to just keep slamming Mountain Dews until you no longer feel like you need sleep. But maybe that, to this point, that's not led to the kind of life you want. So how do we go about getting balance might be the question.
Well, I think, first of all, we want to work the right steps here. Step one is you have to learn. That's, if you don't know how to do what it is that you want to do, you're going to revert to, I'm just going to bro it really hard and it's going to work out, man. That kind of, if you don't know what you're setting out to do, there's very little chance of any kind of success. But once you learn stuff and then you step out in that, you're going to get better. But the key thing is that your feelings about it kind of come at the end of that process. They'll catch up to you. But you, growth, for me, feels terrible while I'm doing it. It's when I get on the other side of it that the payoff really comes in, and comes in a really beautiful way.
That's absolutely right. I think that's a really great point. And Jed, that might also tie into, if we can't rely on ourselves even to gauge our own progress, there might be a number of reasons we need some outside influences here, right?
There's no question about it, man. Just to reiterate what Glenn said, balance is a skill. Moderation is a skill. That means it's something that you can learn. It's something you can get better at. And no one's born with it. Just like no one's born knowing how to paddle a kayak, they have to learn. You got to learn balance. You got to learn moderation. And you can. But also, just like Glenn was saying, when we learn things, our feelings are usually the last thing to catch up. We can learn about it, and we can grow at it, and we can get better at it. And all that can occur before our feelings are really in line with it. So when we put all that together, where it leaves us is the idea of, we need other people outside of our own brain who know this stuff, who can teach us, who can guide us, who can give us a sense of strategy, who have actual expertise and have walked this road before us. Because then the good news is, we don't have to rely on our feelings, which is really, really good. And we don't have to just make it up as we go. It takes a really, really long time to figure things out from scratch. It's way longer and way harder than just finding someone who already knows who can teach you. The question, of course, is how do we find those people who know these things and can teach us?
Well, we can't. It's hopeless. Oh, wait, no. Coming across the wire here is that it's actually quite easy, and you can definitely do it. We'll come back with more on this. We'll come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
Trust in the throne.
Bridge Loud.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and once again, I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I'm sorry, I was just finishing off my power breakfast explosion brought to you by Monster Energy Drink. It's to the extreme, y'all.
Monster Energy Breakfast, because why wait for your day to get ruined? Also joining us, the producer of the show, the man who puts music together, Jed Brewer.
That sounds pretty good, Glenn. But have you tried Monster Energy Breakfast, the next level?
Oh, wow. Oh, no. Is it with even more energy?
Yes!
We are continuing to answer a question that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com, where you're welcome to write in. This week's question says, I need more balance in my life, but I don't know how to get it. And Glenn, we looked in that last segment about how we are often the worst judges of how to do things for ourselves and even how we're making progress on our own. We need to get some outside people involved. So how do we go about doing that?
Well, I think that part of receiving good advice is getting over the feeling that it isn't good advice. And in other words, we have a way that seems right to us that seems like this is how it is actually achieved. But smart advice is often not that. And that's why we haven't succeeded, because we weren't operating a smart viewpoint. My cousin married a professional golfer, and I had a chance to go to like a golf tournament that he was in. And he introduced me to the guy who writes a column for a golf magazine on how to golf. And I said, well, look, man, let me get some free advice from you, because I can. When I play golf, I just flail at it as hard as I possibly can. What do you think I might be doing wrong? And he said, the key is always relaxed focus. And it's just the opposite of what you think. You think if the best way to do it is just go hard at it. But it's actually having a relaxed mind and a focused mind that will allow you to succeed.
It's a really great point. And Jed, looking for expert advice or smart advice is a great thing, but we do need to even go about that in the right way, right?
You're absolutely right. One of the things that kind of as a society, we have this weird idea that there are people who are experts. There aren't. There are people who are experts at one thing, maybe two things. So Glenn's golf guy knows a lot about golf. He's an expert at that. But if you need your transmission rebuilt, he's probably not the right guy to talk to. He doesn't know, that's not his thing. He doesn't know about that. So if we want more balance in life, we would do well to pick some areas of getting balance. So that could be your finances. That could be your health. That could be your relationships. And then finding a person who has expertise about that. So with your health, that would probably be your doctor. With your relationships, that might be a pastor or a counselor, and so on and so forth. But if we can start to be specific about the areas where we want to see improvement and we want better balance, we can find someone who does have an expertise in that area and get that expert advice that will help us get where we want to go.
That is absolutely right. And if you had something leap to mind there that you don't know where you would start finding an expert in that, finding someone around who can help you, please reach out to us, thebridgeloud@gmail.com, thebridgeloud@gmail.com, and we would love to help you out. And we will be right back here on The Bridge Loud.
Somewhere deep inside, and I get so scared that God, you're not with me, not this time. Bridge Loud.
Hey, this is Glenn from the Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles, we believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Is it normal to feel like your heart it wants to explode? And related to that, can you drink too many energy drinks?
That had the beginnings of a poem. Also joined by the producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
This segment brought to you by Monster Energy Breakfast Heart Exploder.
We are continuing to answer a question that came to thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, I need more balance in my life, and I don't know how to get it. Now, we are cooking up in the Bridge Loud Labs our own little breakfast treat that we can almost guarantee won't explode your heart. That's right. Start your day with a balanced diet of the secret sauce.
The secret sauce extreme.
So, Glenn, we work in our day jobs specifically with folks who are, let's say, have come out of some unbalanced lifestyles. That
sure.
might be something that landed them behind bars. That might be addiction. That might be something. But they did something all the way. Whether it was an advisable thing to do, we can set aside. But they did something all the way. So now we want to look at this balanced life we've been talking about. So what do you tell people who are starting on that journey?
Well, you know, first of all, you're right. That's part of the cycle of addiction is going into sort of an extreme addictive place, but then kind of swinging to the other extreme of not facing life on life's terms and getting overloaded. And, you know, what I need right now is a drink. So we want to break that cycle by finding that balance. And we want to find that balance in a power greater than ourselves. We want to go to God and receive a sense of strength and balance and keeping everything together. One of the verses we want to share with those people and we'd like to share with you is look at whatever kind of balance you want to achieve. Let's say it's a work rest kind of balance. You want to get some of both of those things. Here's what Ecclesiastes 7:18 says. It's good to hold on to both of those things. Don't let go of either one. Whoever has respect for God will avoid going too far in either direction. So that's the kind of balance that God wants for you and that we want for you.
It definitely is. And not only the people you work with, but the people you hear on this show have all been through this struggle. And it's one that we really want to go back to where we started the show and commend you on looking for balance in your life. Because part of what that is, whether you realize or not, is admitting that you want a good life and acknowledging that that means balance. It can be people can start to look at people who do things that are successful or do things that are spiritual or positive and think they must do that 100 miles an hour all the time, when the reality is to have a positive life, to have a good life, to have one that has the room for this great relationship with God that we're talking about, you need balance, you need rest, you need fun. That's the kind of life God wants for you and we want for you. And we will see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
You reach your degrees. That get worse by degrees. So you steal from the poor as you please. Take the rights and the justice they need.
Well,
you make it.